Thank you for joining our teleconference today. Good afternoon. So I believe that everybody's got the presentation that is available on our corporate website. So if we can go to the presentation, and at the end of the presentation, of course, as usual, we'll be happy to answer any question that you might have. So starting on page number 2, the advertising market. So in third quarter, the advertising market, we are estimating that grew by 7.6%. Most of the media segments were improved their position. Internet grew by 23%, radio by 17%, television by 11%, outdoor by 1%, cinemas by 42%. And the only media that were suffering, it was press, print press, dailies decreased by 9.5% and magazine by 5%. So if we can move to the page number 3, just a quick overview of the financial performance of the group. So in the third quarter, our revenues were almost equal to the revenues of third quarter 2009. It were only down by 0.1%. And we managed to decrease the cost by 0.5%. So that translates to improvement of EBIT, EBITDA, and the margins, and, of course, net profit. When we are looking at the results after three quarters, we managed that our revenues were down by 5.3%, but operating costs were down by 8.2%. So we substantially improved our EBIT, EBITDA, and the net profit, and, of course, the margins as well. On the next page, page number 4, just a short description of the financial performance of the newspaper segment that includes Gazeta, Metro, the Free Sheet, Special Project, and the Printing Division. So in the third quarter, our revenues were down by 8%. The operating costs were down by 7.4%, so we didn't manage to get to the 8%. So in the third quarter, our EBIT margins were a little bit down by 0.5 percentage point, and the same thing about the EBITDA margin. But when we look at the three quarters results, our revenues in this segment was down by 9.3, but the operating costs were down by 14.5. So our EBIT margin was at the level of almost 24%. And EBITDA margin was at the level almost 29%. So going to the next page, just the overview of the market, the newspaper market. So, of course, our newspaper, the Gazeta Wyborcza, is not resistant to the global trend of the declining of copy sales. We are the second largest newspaper in Poland. Our average sales were at the level of 323,000. The only newspaper that is selling more than us is Fakt, the tabloid newspaper. And as you can see, the difference between us and Fakt is less than 100,000 copies, and it's pretty unusual if you are comparing the tabloid newspaper to a quality newspaper in some other countries, like in the UK, for example, then Sun or Mirror is selling 10 times more than, for example, Guardian. So. And we are happy with the readership of Gazeta Wyborcza because, as I always mention and repeat the statement, that the main factor for the advertising agencies and the media houses to allocate the advertising budgets are the readership figures, not the copy sales figure. So we are more or less equal with Fakt. So even though they are selling more copies, we have the same number of readers. And as you can see, we are enjoying 37% market share in advertising in dailies. And if you combine with Metro, that means that we are enjoying a 41% market share. We are happy that even though our copy sales is declining and revenues from copy sales is declining as well, we managed to increase our average revenues per one copy sold by 3.1%. On the next page, Metro. We're happy with the results of Metro because Metro is doing better than the market. In the third quarter, the Revenues from ads in Metro were down by 9%, and the whole market was down by 9.5%. And for the three quarters, the whole market was down by 11.5%, and Metro was down only by 7.5%. The operating EBITDA in the third quarter for Metro was zero, but after three quarters, it was 2 million zlotys. Special projects, the third quarter for special project was not a very good one because we end up the third quarter with the EBIT at the level of minus 0.5 million zlotys, but after three quarters we are at the level, our EBIT is at the level 1.2 million zlotys. On the next page, internet, happy with the results. In the third quarter, the revenues were up by 17.6%, and as you can see, the costs are under control, and they grew only by 3.2%. If we are looking at the results after three quarters, the revenues were up by 20.5%, and the costs grew only by 3.8%. So, of course, we substantially improve our EBIT and the margins. We are happy that we are growing faster than the market if we are comparing apples to apples. In the right top corner, as you can, if you can look at the display and email marketing, the whole market grew by 21% and we grew by 34%. In terms of the reach, we are now the fourth largest portal in Poland after Onet, Virtualna and Interia. And the differences between us and Interia, as you can see, they are not very big. On the next page, the outdoor. Revenues were flat compared to the third quarter of 2009, but the operating costs were down by 13.2%, so that translates into better margins and better EBIT and EBITDA. If we look at the results after three quarters, the revenues were down by 5.2% and the operating costs were down by 10.1%, and that improves our EBIT and EBITDA and the margins. As you can, if you look at the diagram in the left bottom corner, you can see that our ad revenues in IMS are more or less in line what's going on in the outdoor advertising market. And we're enjoying 25% market share. We were down in third quarter by 1 percentage point, but we believe we can fight it back. On the next page, magazines. In the third quarter, revenues were down by 12.1%. The operating costs were, we managed to cut the cost by 12.5%, so that allows us to improve our EBIT margin. If we look at the results after three quarters, the revenues were down by 10% and the operating costs were down by 10.9%, and that, again, allows us to improve EBIT and EBITDA margins in magazines. We are more or less keeping the same market share at the level of 11.7%. There is a slight decrease of 0.3 percentage point. And we are happy that we are keeping a strong position in those segments in magazines that are really important for us, like women and women luxury, interior design, and parenting. On the next page, radio, the revenues were up by 18.8% and operating costs were up by 18.4%. The main reason for the increase in costs, as you can see, is the results of the reserves for the holidays leave and increase in promotion and marketing. If we look at the results after three quarters of this year, you can see that our revenues were down by 3%, but we managed to cut the cost by 5.1%. That, of course, allows us to improve the EBIT and EBITDA as well. We're maintaining our 11% market share, and we are happy that our audience share in Talk FM and in music station is growing, and our radio station are very active in internet as well and bringing some valuable content to the, our internet operation. On the next page, cinema. As you know, we are consolidating only 1 month in third quarter of the cinema, that's September. So in September, revenues were at the level of 9.9. The operating costs were equal to 11.4. So the EBIT was minus 1.5. When you look at the bottom left corner, you can see that Helios is doing better than the market. In September, the number of cinema tickets sold in the whole market was minus 31, and in Helios it was only minus 29. If you look in the whole third quarter, the number of cinema tickets sold in the whole market grew by 2%, and in Helios was plus 7%. We are planning some additional investments, so you can see the number of cities that we are planning to build our multiplexes. Everything depends really on the developers, if they're going to build the shopping malls or not, but that's something that we are looking forward. So more or less, that was a very short description of our financial results, myself, Grzegorz Kosakowski, we'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.